The driver, Bruno Cappelletti, was still propped up at the steering wheel. A single bullet had entered his left temple before it destroyed most of his head. The blood on the empty seat next to him was smeared, possibly by his own body, but more likely by the killer, who had apparently shot Antonia Schiffman from the front seat. A small amount of cocaine had been found in the driver's jacket pocket. Did it mean anything? Probably not, but I couldn't rule out anything yet. I finally stepped out and away from the limousine and took a breath of fresh air. "There's a strange disconnect going on here," I said, more to myself than to anyone else. "Neat and sloppy?" Paige asked. "Controlled, yet out of control." I looked at him, and my mouth twisted into something resembling a smile. The insight surprised me a little. "Yes, exactly." The bodies had been arranged just so inside the car. But the shooting, and in particular the cuts on Schiffman's face, had an angry, haphazard quality to them. There was a calling card, too. A row of children's stickers was affixed to the car door. Glittery, bright-colored pictures of unicorns and rainbows. The same kind had apparently been left at the scene of the previous week's murder. Each of the stickers was marked with a capital letter. Two with an A, one with a B. What was that all about? Paige had already briefed me on the companion case to this one. Another woman in the movie business, Patsy Bennett, a successful production head, had been shot dead in a movie theater in Westwood 6 days prior. There were no witnesses. Bennett was the only victim that day, and there had been no knife work.